things I say to people is that I measure my success by how happy I am.
Yes.
And to me, the best measure of success is happiness. So you should not enter science and technology and engineering if you don't enjoy it. But if it's something that you love and you have a passion for, like to me, people think I'm mad, my passion is maths. I love maths. I would happily sit and do pure maths day in, day out.
I've heard it's the thing that explains the world.
Yeah. Give me a differentiated equation, I'm quite happy. Stuart's looking at me like I'm crazy. So I had a passion in science. I don't know why, but it's logical. You know, to me, when I did my exams, I always got confused because when you did like history, it was all based on somebody's opinion. It's, you do science or maths, it's like what? Okay. So to me, it was what I always enjoyed. But I got increasingly hard because when I got to be 17, 18, did my A-levels, I was the only girl in my school doing A-level physics out of about 25 people. I was one of three girls doing A-level chemistry out of about 25 people. I was one of only four girls doing A-level maths out of about 40 people. And I was split into a different class to the other two girls. So I was on my own physics, on my own maths. And that's really hard, but at the end of the day, I knew that that was what I wanted to do.
When you got to the university, did you find
when I did my chemical engineering degree, I think chemical engineering attracted more girls. There were 25% girls on my course, which is not bad. I think mechanical engineering really struggled, and electrical engineering, they struggled to get the girls in. But to me, it's trying to encourage girls. If you really enjoy this, don't be put off by the fact that there are less girls. Because the one thing I've learned is that boys actually make better friends. In many ways. It's nice, I've got girlfriends, don't get me wrong. I've got some very dear girlfriends, and it's lovely to go out and have a golf set and everything. But I actually love having male friends because they make great friends. You know, I travel the world here with Stuart and the two guys you just met up in the chat lab. They've basically become my family. You know, we spend a lot of time together. And, okay, there's times when we probably irritate each other just because we spend so much time together. But I suddenly think, could I do that if I was with four girls? Probably not. Let us say, having some difference. So, trying to encourage things, it's a very difficult age when you're studying and boys become a bit of an issue, I suppose. Between the age 15, 16, 17, 18, it's a shyness, but you need to overcome that. Then there are more people. And the great thing about doing the job I do now, you look at me, I wear exactly the same as a boy.
Absolutely.
The only thing that distinguishes me is my hair's a bit longer. But at the end of the day, we're all part of the same team, we all wear the same kit, we're all here to do the same job. So there's no boy girl in it. You have to be able to prove that you can do a job. And with Ferrari, Ferrari don't notice that I'm a girl. I have to say, maybe they got to know my name a bit quicker. They're Italian, right? You know?
Yeah.
But in terms of doing the job, they don't care that I'm a girl. What they care about is, can you do the job? Prove that you can do the job, and then you're accepted.